USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
To politics now.
I'm in it to win it.
Mike Bloomberg will compete in Super Tuesday contests. This as three Democrats drop out. Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, and Tom Steyer. All three getting behind Joe Biden, whose latest gaffe making news he calls Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
The very latest now on the coronavirus. We turn to President Trump at the White House.
The coronavirus shows the importance of bringing manufacturing back to America so that we are producing at home the medicines and equipment and everything else that we need to protect the public's health. And I've been talking about this for a long time. That process has already started. It started long before we ever knew about this. So we want to make certain things at home.
Vice President Mike Pence, who's heading up the coronavirus task force, speaking at the White House, updating the public on the six people who've died from the virus in Washington state. President Trump meeting earlier in the day with leaders of pharmaceutical companies.
We're working very hard to expedite the longer process of developing a vaccine. We're also moving with maximum speed to develop therapies so that we can help people recover as quickly as possible. We have a lot of recovery going on. We want to see if we can advance that.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Wall Street, the stock market with a huge bounce back at the close Monday, the Dow gaining almost 1,300 points. That's a gain of more than 5%. It's the biggest single-day point gain ever. The Nasdaq up 385 points. The S&P 500 up 136. To Washington, D.C. now, where the Supreme Court will not consider a challenge to the ban on bump stocks. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Trump administration imposed the ban on bump stocks after the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas in 2017. A bump stock is a rapid-fire device that gives rifles the capability to mimic automatic weapons, and the Vegas shooting massacre left 59 people dead and hundreds of others wounded in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on our U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is ready to start a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan under a new agreement aimed at bringing peace to that country.
And the agreement says that we would reduce down to 8,600 within 135 days, if I recall correctly, and that drawdown would begin in the first 10 days.
Speaking at the Pentagon on Monday, Esper says he has instructed U.S. commanders to begin the process within 10 days as a show of good faith. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.